This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the State of the Union. Watched this the other night, so you didn't have to. I didn't intend to actually live tweet all the way through the State of the Union address, but I couldn't help myself. There were just so many things. What are the overall takeaways from my perspective? President Biden's first State of the Union address was very much like a speech Donald Trump might have given, with some stuff about Ukraine sort of tacked on to the beginning. President Biden was billed as the moderate candidate during his presidential campaign. At least he was moderate compared to Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, I suppose. But he has really governed to farther to the left than any presidential administration, at least since FDR and maybe ever in American history. But looking at the polls and seeing that the American public is not ready to go that far left, and we pray it never is, he's trying to tack back to the middle. And that was what the president's State of the Union address was about. He talked about securing the southern border. Okay. He talked about funding the police. Okay, these are messages that are diametrically opposed to what we've been hearing from the Democratic Party for the last couple of years. No mention of the Green New Deal, which brought upon him the ire of Representative Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat from Michigan, who delivered a response to the State of the Union address, which is really strange, having a sitting president deliver a State of the Union, which is then followed by responses not just from the Republicans, but there were three responses from other Democrats. The Democratic Party is fracturing, and that's not a bad thing. There was also pushback from Black Lives Matter. The official Black Lives Matter Twitter account slammed President Biden for not talking more about that aspect of it. Tlaib, by the way, hitting at President Biden for not pushing harder on the Build Back Better agenda, and again, the Green New Deal. Democrat Joe Manchin, for his part, he's the Democratic senator from West Virginia. He's in a very Republican state, sat with Republican senators for the State of the Union address. And just hours before the State of the Union address, he blasted President Biden for continuing to allow Russian oil imports into the United States, which is ridiculous considering that we were a net oil exporter under President Trump. There is no reason for the United States to be importing oil from anywhere, least of all Russia right now, except that the president's energy policies have discouraged production here in the United States. COVID, President Biden talking about how new vaccines could be ready if new variants emerge within 100 days. We heard that back in December from Pfizer and Moderna about the Omicron variant. Well, we're about 100 days in from the emergence of Omicron. And I will say again, typically, a new vaccine takes at least 5 years, usually 10 years of testing before it is rolled out to the public. Doing it in 3 months? No, thank you. I will not be in line for that human trial. Well, by the way, about half of the 500 million COVID tests the Biden administration purchased from China, still sitting unused in the warehouse. Solving inflation. President Biden has a cunning plan. Lower costs, that will solve it. How? Hard to do when you've pumped trillions of dollars in new currency into the economy. I mean, look, this is economics 101. Freshmen in college learn this. Money is a commodity like anything else, and the law of supply and demand dictates value. Greater supply, lower value. Supply disruption in oil caused by sanctions of Russia? No problem. We'll release 60 million barrels of oil from strategic reserves. That's worldwide, 30 million from reserves here in the United States. Again, that 60 million barrels represents about 3 days of American consumption. It is signaling. That's all. It is not really going to do anything. Oil, by the way, as of this recording, has hit $101 a barrel. There are some analysts say they expect it to hit $118 a barrel this year, but with the war between Ukraine and Russia, and who knows how this is going to affect things, there are some saying it may go as high as $200 a barrel, which will affect our prices at the pump. Here's a chart of the last 5 years. President Trump, the COVID crisis here where nobody was going anywhere. President Biden took office about here. Bidenflation. Topic number four, Ukraine. Sanctions imposed on Russia have raised the odds to pretty good that Russia will start defaulting on its dollar and other international market government debt very, very soon. Russia has about $700 million worth of government bond payments due this month. While in theory it's got the reserves to cover it, the fact that it's been cut out of the international financial messaging system, SWIFT, could affect its ability to make payments. And of course, this then goes beyond Russia because there are a lot of companies holding that Russian debt. And then you've got insurers who are insuring Russia against default. Contracts insuring Russian sovereign debt, about $41 billion worth in total, may be rendered worthless. That's because the sanctions against Russia may trigger credit default swaps, financial instruments going back and forth, and also prevent the bonds underlying those instruments from being used for settlement. So what does all this mean? Nobody really knows, but there are some who are saying it's beginning to look like Lehman Brothers all over again. That was the crisis that triggered the 2008 financial meltdown, the subprime mortgage crisis in 2007-2008. The question is how the United States will handle all of this. I mean, Russia's been through this before. It defaulted back in 1998, but it's got a lot of natural resources that it can exploit for hard currency. Here in the U.S., what do we do if oil hits $150 or $200 a barrel, which again, some analysts are predicting for this year? The main product here in the United States, especially when we're squeezing oil and gas producers, is hyperfinancialization. In other words, complicated financial instruments. The value of financial assets being traded back and forth at last check, some 6.3 times higher than GDP. Which means, and this chart, by the way, illustrates why it's relevant, back in 1995, when we started playing roulette with other people's money, or the banks did anyway, the value of financial assets being traded spiked relative to gross domestic product here in the United States, which means Wall Street is following a policy very openly now of rich getting richer while you know the rest. This, by the way, is what the hoof prints from the black horse of Revelation chapter 6 looks like. You know, the rider on that horse is carrying these scales, which is actually a yoke, financial servitude. Topic number three, business is booming for some if you're in the business of selling doomsday bunkers. Texas-based company Rising S Bunkers saying that after Russia invaded Ukraine, business has boomed. The company sells survival bunkers beginning for a $39,500 mini bunker that's 8x10 up to a $8.4 million aristocrat bunker that can hold up to 44 people. They're buried 11 feet underground to protect you against harmful radiation, perhaps. General Manager Gary Lynch says typically we'll sell between 2 and 6 bunkers a month, sold 5 the week after Russia invaded. Preparedness is good. That's all well and good. But put your trust in Jesus Christ first. That's your priority. Topic number two, jabbing your kids. If you haven't done it yet, please don't. New York Times reporting a new study which was run by people connected with New York State's health department, those who were tasked with carrying out the pro-vaccine policies of the government of the state of New York. According to them, the Pfizer vaccine almost entirely worthless for children between the ages of 5 and 11. From the New York Times, quote, the coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer-BioNTech is much less effective at preventing infection in children ages 5 to 11 than in older adolescents or adults, according to a new set of data collected by health officials in New York State, a finding that has deep ramifications for these children and their parents. Well, again, yes, if you've not injected your child yet, please don't. Data suggests the jab offers virtually no protection against infection. The rationale from pro-vaccine advocates, of course, is that, it still prevents severe illness. But we'll say now that 2 years in, we've seen that unless the child has a serious comorbidity, most of them don't even display symptoms, much less severe illness. In fact, when you look at a graph of the data from this peer-reviewed study showing results for children between the ages of 5 and 11 and 12 to 17, the 5 to 11-year-olds in blue, by 4 weeks in, data suggests no benefit to the jab at all. And beginning at 5 weeks in, it appears to show that they're actually more likely to be infected with SARS-CoV-2 than had they not been injected at all. Now, there's some problems with the study. Dr. Robert Malone, who's the co-inventor of the mRNA technology, reviewing the survey, their study, said that there were enough problems with the study that he would not have recommended it for peer review. But at the very least, what this shows us is that there is really no benefit whatsoever, no compelling reason to vaccinate a child against SARS-CoV-2 if they're under the age of 12, very little benefit if they're over the age of 12. Coming up, SkyWatch TV's new virtual conference and what may be the worst take on the Ukraine crisis yet. That's next on 5 and 10. Topic number one today, why does anyone still watch The View? It's the talk show on ABC. Joy Behar, co-host, said Monday that she thinks former President Trump's stated support, we'll put that in air quotes because it's not really, support for President Vladimir Putin of Russia is based on white supremacy. Because, of course, everything is about white supremacy when you're a liberal. Behar's remarks came at the end of a discussion about Trump's comments regarding Putin circulating around on the media. Now, in an interview last week aired on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, it's a radio program that took over the time slot when Rush Limbaugh succumbed to cancer last year. Trump said Putin's recognition of the two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine was smart and pretty savvy. Now, I heard the interview, which is replayed over the weekend, and Trump was being sarcastic. He said, yeah, smart move by Putin, sending in troops as peacekeepers. Yeah, peacekeepers. There's more tanks than I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, they'll keep the peace all right. He was not praising Putin for being a good guy. He was saying, you know, it was geopolitically speaking, Putin was basically playing the leaders of Western Europe and North America, Biden, Trudeau, Johnson, etc., for chumps. But, you know, she's not the first one to make a comment like this. Again, there's at least one college professor that I've read who's suggested the only reason Putin has gotten away with his invasion of Ukraine is white supremacy. I mean, I'm surprised they noticed. Where you got one majority Caucasian nation invading another majority Caucasian nation. Why even? Being a liberal means never having to worry about cognitive dissonance. SkyWatch TV's new virtual conference, The Unveiling, which is the actual definition of the word revelation. This is going to launch on the internet on May 13th. All video presentations, more than 20, at least two dozen as of this point, will be available for 90 days. You can binge watch in any order you like. Watch the individual presentations as often as you like, and we'll include some bombshells. Tom Horn putting together another jaw-dropping presentation. Josh Peck will be doing the production work on that one. It will be a mini documentary by the time Josh is done with it. All of us from SkyWatch TV will be presenting. I'll be talking about the correlations between the connection between Mount Hermon, where the sons of God from Genesis 6 basically conspired to rebel against God, and the Mount of Olives. There's a shocking correlation there, and it's why Jesus spent so much of the last week of his life on the Mount of Olives. Oh, yeah, and he's prophesied to come back there, too. There's a reason for that. Anyway, speakers like best-selling author Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, historian and archaeologist Dr. Judd Burton, Dr. Ken Johnson, Josh Peck, Drew Graffia, many others. You'll find the complete list of speakers and more information and, of course, a place to sign up. And take advantage of the early bird discount, $10 off at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Our thank you gift for your support during the month of March, your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the important and very timely book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. This is Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis's latest book, and it applies not only to Marxism abroad, but Marxism here at home, because many of those on the left here in the United States are actually openly, more or less, supporting a Marxist political system for the United States. Why is that bad? Bob looks at it not just from a political perspective, but from a spiritual perspective as well. And we will send that book as our thank you for your support during March of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Find out more and give online, skywatchtv.com/donate or skywatchtvstore.com or call us 844-750-4985. Skywatch TV going back to Israel. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues, Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program, they will be joining us, as will Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, one of the speakers on the Defender Conference unveiling. They will be in Israel March 19th through 30th of 2023. If you haven't heard, Israel has dropped the vaccine requirement now. Find out more, get a sample itinerary, breakdown of costs, and reserve your place on the tour. Skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or use the QR code on your screen. Skywatch TV's tour of Turkey this fall. Sharon and I will be there from October 18th through November 3rd of 2022. Joining us, best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, a tour company that specializes in Israel and Turkey. We'll visit the seven churches of Revelation, or the what remains of those cities, that is. But while we're there, we'll also see Göbekli Tepe, the world's oldest religious center. We'll visit Abraham's hometown of Haran, the underground city of Derinkuyu, and much, much more. If you're into archaeology and the Bible, this is a tour for you. And we're going to keep it small so that we can spend a lot of time with one another, two dozen or less. Find out more and reserve your place online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. Your diet may be killing you. You might think you're eating well, eating clean, but there's a good chance that you're not. Processed foods, pesticides, what Joe Horn calls the standard American diet, or the SAD diet. Daniel Belt, Bree Graffia from Eden's Essentials. Join Joe, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast schedule for all of our programming online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can make up your own schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and we'll broadcast whenever you click your remote. You can also carry us around inside your smartphone or tablet. The Skywatch TV free mobile app brings you all of our video content, a calendar of our upcoming events, and important news the mainstream media wants you to miss, along with excerpts from forthcoming Defender Publishing books that are under the news tab there. You'll find that all on your device, whether it's a smartphone, tablet, iOS or Android, or a tablet, an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for that as well. You'll find the links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.